Zok the Mishnah Vayter Masechtes Sanhedrin Perik Yud Mishnah Gimel Dar HaMabel Ein Lehem Chelik Li'olam Haba. The people from the Dar HaMabel, they have no Chelik Li'olam Haba. Ve'ein Oimdin Badin. During the time of Tchiyas HaMesim, they will not stand for the final judgment. We'll soon try to explain this. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yadain Ruchi Ba'adam La'olam. My Ruach will no longer judge these people. Loidin v'loy ruach. This teaches us there will be no judgment nor ruach. The Batanura explains she'ein oimdin bedin. They won't get up for this judgment. Ve'ein lehem ruach lichyos im hatzadikim sheyesh lam chelek. And they won't have a ruach to be zoicha to tchiyas hameisim together with the tzadikim that do have a chelek li'olam haba. As much as we don't really understand this, let's try to explain what some of the Mefarshim say. There are many different dinim, many different judgments. At night, when a person goes to sleep, there's a din, there's a judgment. After 120 years, there's a judgment. According to some, every Erev of Shabbos, coming into Shabbos, there's a judgment. We're constantly being checked and judged. That's why it's important that we constantly do tshuva. Of course, every Rosh Hashanah, there's a judgment. Then after 120, there's a judgment. There's also going to be a big din. That's going to be before Tchiyas HaMesim. Now, the Mefarshim actually say that this Mishnah is kind of leniency on the Dar HaMabel. Even though they were so bad, but there's an inyan that before Tchiyas HaMesim, the Rishayim are going to be judged and punished, but they were already punished. The truth is, they had their punishment already because they died in the Mabel. The Terech Hashem explains that there are three parts to Olam Haba. You see, we were all created by Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. There are no new Neshamas. And until it comes time for a neshama to be born, we're in a special, like, waiting room. And the waiting room is very geschmack, very comfortable. The neshamas don't want to be born. We were all there. We were all summoned to be born. The second phase of Olam Haba is after 120. That depends on a person's actions down here in this world. Just how much hanoi he's going to have and where he's going to reach or what he has to go through in order to have his kapara to get to his part in Olam Haba. The third chelik of Olam Haba is where down here on this world it becomes Olam Haba. And that's the time of Tchiyas HaMesim. Now, what was the chet of the Dar HaMabel? The chet was that they had everything so good. They didn't have to work. Plowed once in 40 years. Every problem that we have, Gashmi is a problem they didn't have. Perfect weather. And as a result, what did they do with it? They destroyed each other. They did the most terrible things to each other. They rebelled against Hashem and destroyed each other, bin Adam l'chaveiroi. So the Iyun Yaakov says that basically you already had an Olam Haba. Imagine a perfect life. No one is sick, no one needs money, everyone's happy, everyone's rich. So you had an Olam Haba. And what did you do with it? You used it to say, we don't need Hashem, instead of Hakaras HaTayv. So it's as if you already had a perfect world and you blew it. Look what you did with it. So what's the point of putting you into a world again where there'll be Tchiyas HaMesim and there won't be any more problems? That's how the Iyun Yaakov explains it again. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Dar HaFlaga, that's the Dar that built the tower. Ein lam chelek li'olam haba. Why they call Dar HaFlaga? Well, the Pasuk says that Aver had two sons, and the name of one of the sons was Peleg, ki biyom of niflaga ha'aretz. That's when there were all sorts of languages and they couldn't communicate with each other. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem dispersed them from there, from the place of the tower, over the face of the whole earth. Scattered them. So the Yafetz Hashem Oysam, that's Pashup Shat, B'er Lamazeh, they were scattered about. Umisham, if it's Hashem, why does the Pasuk repeat this? So we darshan, even the Olam Haba, they have no Chelek. The Rashi tells us in Chumash, L'chayru, who's worse, the Dar HaMabel or the Dar HaFlaga? The Dar HaFlaga said they want to go to war with Hashem. At least some of them said that. But they were just scattered about. They weren't wiped out like the Dar HaMabel. And the answer is, Rashi says, the Dar HaMabel were Gazlonim. They chepped each other. They hurt each other. Therefore, they were lost down here. The Dar HaFlaga, as bad as they were, but L'maisa bein Odom L'chaveri, they were okay. And therefore, while their din in Shemayim may be worse, because they're going to have to stand up L'din, but down here, they weren't destroyed right away. The fact that there was no machloikis amongst them, that protected them down here. Now, the Gemara says that they really weren't all the same. The Dar HaFlaga, different people had different ideas with the tower. Some said, let's build a big tower so Hashem shouldn't be able to punish us. The water shouldn't wipe us out. These people were scattered. There were those who said, Na'alav anasa milchama. They chas v'shalom thought that they can have some kind of a war in Shammai. They lost their tzelem ha'adam. We don't know what this means, but they turned into, according to one sheet, monkeys, ruchai, shadim. The third group that said, Na'alav anavad avodah zarah, in other words, they were kaifer, they don't believe in Hashem. They're the ones that had like the Ahava, Achva, V'reis. So they weren't punished down here in this world. They were just scattered. But La'asid Lava, it seems that their punishment is more chamer than the Dar HaMapel. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Anshei Sedaim. These are the people that live in Sedaim. Ein lem chelek li'olam haba. Chazal tell us they were chayta b'memoinam. They didn't give tzedakah. U'begufam. They did terrible aveiros. They said terrible things against Hashem. They were shayfich damim. So they were ro'im v'chatoyim l'Hashem mi'oid. Ro'im bi'olam hazeh. Fire and brimstone came raining down on their head. And v'chatoyim, that refers to li'olam haba. They didn't even have their complete kapara. In olam haba, they're still considered sinners. Aval oimdim b'din. But they're going to have to stand up l'din, l'asid lavoi, the time of chiyas ha'meisim. Where the Dar HaMapel won't have to go through this din, they will. Chazal say about the people of Sedaim, they were ro'im v'chatoyim l'Hashem m'oid. They knew exactly who Hashem is, and their kavanah was to be moira. They knew what they were supposed to do, and they did their averis to rebel against Hashem. So the Sfasema says, you know, they had a terrible punishment, but there's a rule. The rule is meruba mida taiva, the good mida is always better. Imagine us, we don't know what to do, and we try so hard to be good. Kal v'chomer, how much our schar is. Vayitra says, a Mishnah Rabbi Nechemiah, and Rabbi Nechemiah says, Elu, whether it's the Dar HaMapel, the Elu, or the Anshei Sedaim, ein oimdin b'din. And again, that's a kula, it's a leniency. The Nechemiah holds they already got their punishment down here in this world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Alkein, therefore, lo yakumu reshaim b'mishpat, the reshaim shall not stand up in judgment. Ze Dar HaMapel, that refers to the Dar HaMapel, v'chatoim b'das tzadikim, the sinful won't be in the congregation of the tzadikim, that refers to the people of Sedaim. Omruloi, so the Chachamim said to Reb Nechemiah, Einam oimdim b'das tzadikim. It's mashma that the people of Sedaim, they won't stand where the tzadikim stand. Avol oimdim b'das reshaim, but they will stand for judgment where the reshaim are, and they're going to be judged. Vayitra zakta Mishnah, Miraglim, the Miraglim that was sent by Moshe Rabbeinu to spy in Eretz Canaan. And they came and they said terrible things about Eretz Yisrael. Ein lehem chelek li'olam haba. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayemusu hu anoshim mitziyei dibas ha'oretz ra. These are the Miraglim. Vayemusu, they died, the men who brought out an evil report about the land. Bamagepul afnei Hashem, in a plague before Hashem. Vayemusu bi'olam hazeh, that means down here in this world. Bamagefa means ba'olam haba. There are those that are not goyrus this part of the Mishnah. Vayter zakt the Mishnah, Dar HaMidbar. This is the Dar of the Gidden that left Mitzrayim. Our grandfathers, those that were from 20 until 60, in the second year in the Midbar, during the time of the Chet of the Meraglim. Ein lehem chelek li'olam haba. They have no chelek li'olam haba, according to this Tana, but their Chet is not as strict as the Meraglim. They're not going to have to stand up to din to be punished more. How do we know they have no chelek li'olam haba? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, b'midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yimusu. So it's a double lashon. Yitamu means bi'olam hazeh, v'sham yimusu, even there in olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva zeh alter Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer oimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, they do have a chelek li'olam haba. V'haraya aleihem, on them, on the Dar HaMidbar, who Omer the Pasuk says, Isfu li chasidai, gather to me my chasidim, karsei brisi, those who sealed the bris with me. This is the Dar HaMidbar. This refers to Har Sinai. Alei zavach, referring to the karbonis by Har Sinai. Vade, they have a chelek, the olam haba. The Mashar reminds us, we say, zecharti lo chesed niraych, Lechtech Acherei Bamidbar, right? We all know the song. This is the Dar HaMidbar. Chesed Niyorayach. They're called my Chasidim. Vayitra Zakta Mishnah Adas Koirach. The congregation of Koirach that argued on Moshe Rabbeinu and didn't believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Shliach of Hashem. And they were swallowed up into the earth. Eina Sidalalis, they're not destined to come up, meaning they don't have a chelik li'elam haba. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'atachas aleihem ha'aretz, the earth covered them up. That means bi'olam hazeh. But the pasuk also says v'yoyvdu mitoch hakol, they're lost from the congregation. That refers to lo'olam haba. They have no chelik li'olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva zayhalt Rabbi Akiva. But here too, Rabbi Eliezer argues. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Aleyamu Oimer, on them. The Pasuk says, Hashem made Mesu Mechaya. The Rabbi Shalom made them die, but also made them alive. Moirit Sha'ol, they went down to the Sha'ol, but Vayol, they're brought up. Meaning to say, they're going to get up. Tchiyas HaMesim. This is the Tefillah of Chana. They should be Zechen to come up Tchiyas HaMesim. She was mislal because her son Shmuel was the reason for the machloikis. Kairach said, if Shmuel comes out of me, nothing can happen to me. And that's what brought him to argue on Moshe. And finally, the Mishnah says, Aseres HaShvatim. These are the 10 Shvatim that separated themselves from Malchus Beis David during the days of Rechavim, the son of Shlaiman, like we spoke about earlier. Einam Asidim Lachzer, they're not destined to return. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayashlicheim El Eretz Acheres Kayoim Hazeh. They're not going to come back to Olam Haba. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said in his Musar in Parshas Netzavim, they're going to be sent El Eretz Acheres, that's Lashon Yachid. They're all going to be sent to one land. And that was Sancherev. Sancherev Melech Asher, he drove all the Aseres HaShvatim away. But when he tried to also come into the land of Yehuda, where you had Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin, that was the night of Pesach, and they had a king who was an unbelievable tzaddik, Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. Chazal say he was almost Mashiach. And the Malachim came down and they said Shira, and the soldiers of Sancherev couldn't survive it, and they died. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, the pasuk in regard to the Aseres HaShvatim says, Vayashlichem al Eretz Acheres Kayoim Hazel, like this day. What does that teach us? Like this day. Ma Hayoim Hazel, just like the day that passed. Hoylech, the Ein HaChozer. It goes, it doesn't come back. If today was Yud Ches Sivan Tav Shin Ayin Zayin, that's it. There will never be another Yud Ches Sivan Tav Shin Ayin Zayin. So Afheim, these sinners also, Holchim, they went for Enam Chazim, they're not coming back. They have no Chelik Li'olam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Zehalt, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer says, true, they're compared to the day, but there's a different drasha, says Rabbi Eliezer. Kayoim Hazeh, just like this day. Mahayim, just like the day, a day of 24 hours. Maple starts out being dark, Umeyer, and it becomes light. Af Aseres HaShvatim, the same is true for the Aseres HaShvatim, Sha'af Alehen, even though it's dark for them during the days of Golis, Kach Asid Lahoy Alehen, but eventually it will be light for them, La'asid Lavoy. They will be B'nei Olam Haba. And Memela, that also means they're going to be Zaychet Tchias HaMesim. So in the first part of our Mishnah, we learned that the Dor HaMabul, L'Kuli Alma, will not have to stand up to another judgment by Tchias HaMesim. They already had their punishment. The Dor HaFloga will have to stand up to another din. According to their chait, they weren't punished enough the first time. And in regard to the Anshei Sedoim, there is a machloikis. Some say that their chataim were worse than the Dor HaMabul, and therefore, even though they died in this world with the fire and brimstone that came down on them, they will have to face a din, la'asid lavay, as well. Then we learned that the miraglim have no chelik li'olam haba. Although some are not gairis miraglim, they say it's included in the next part of the Mishnah of the Dor HaMidbar. And here we had a machlokes. Rabbi Kiva says that ain lem chelik li'olam haba, and they won't have to stand up l'din again. But Rabbi Eliezer says they do have a chelik li'olam haba. On them it says, isvu li'chasidai, karsi brisi alai zavach. We learned in regard to the Adas Kairach, they won't get up Tchias HaMesim. Zehalt Rabbi Akiva, that they have no Chelik Li'olam Haba, Rabbi Eliezer argues. Chana was Mispal L'Shem Meimus HaMechaya, Moirit Shail Vayal. They will come to their Tikkun. In regard to the Aseres HaShvatim, Rabbi Akiva says they're not going to come back. The Pasuk says, Kayoy Mazeh, just like the day that goes doesn't come back. Same is true for the Aseres HaShvatim. Rabbi Eliezer says, just like the day starts out dark and then turns light, same is true for the Aseres HaShvatim. They will be back. Some of the Mefarshim, like the Derech Hashem, explain that eventually everyone gets their Chelik Li'olam Haba. Either the Mishnah says there are those that don't. Well, what happens is eventually they have a kapara and they're allowed into Olam Haba, but not on their own merit, on the merit of others. They don't have their chelik in Olam Haba. And that could be very embarrassing. So what we want to do is we want to stand up to our nesiyainis, to our tests, whether it's Lashon Hara, whether it's trying to be as erlich as we can, to learn, to daven, because this way we're guaranteed to have our chelik in Olam Haba.